Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Consumers Energy Ausable River Canoe Marathon, Kathy Erickson. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to be able to talk to you, because that means that we are racing this summer.
We are racing. We are 28 days away from racing.
Yeah, they are counting down quick to that final weekend in July, and that's counting down, but I'm going to assume the number of teams competing is actually counting up right now.
Yes, it is. As of today, and today is actually the main entry deadline. Teams can register up until the Monday before the race, but today is the main entry deadline. And as of today, we have 73 teams registered.
Oh, that's incredible. That's nice. And I'm sure they can't wait to get out there and start racing.
Oh, I was at Art on the Beach this weekend, and everybody, spectators, paddlers alike, they are just so excited that we are back on the water this year.
I believe that. Now, I'm going to assume no restrictions as of right now. I know things change almost day to day with our new way of things, but I'm going to assume as of we speak today, there are really no restrictions in place due to COVID.
Nope. As of right now, there are no restrictions in place for paddlers or spectators. Of course, we have to keep monitoring that situation.
And right.
Our permits do require that we follow any restrictions that come into play. But as of right now, there are no restrictions, so it's going to be a race.
There you go. Now, is there anything up with whether they've been vaccinated or non-vaccinated?
Nope, not at this time. The only thing that's going to be different this year is the Canadian paddlers. We only have one Canadian paddler registered at this point.
Yeah, because they have to go through quite a lot of red tape in order to be able to leave the country to do something like this.
Yeah.
Okay. So as of right now, but still, 73 teams, that's going to be awesome. And of course, the race itself is that Saturday night and Sunday, ending up there in Oscoda. But also in Oscoda earlier in the week, I believe it's Tuesday night, the Dash for Cash is back.
Yes, it is. We'll be doing the Dash for Cash. No restrictions on that either. We've had several entries already for the Dash for Cash, which... You know, I'm pretty excited about this.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. Well, this is your first year running this big event, and thank goodness things are looking good for you.
Yeah, I would say last year, become chairperson and they cancel it.
So, yeah, it was easy for you last year to be the chairperson. Now, this year, of course, everything back in full swing. But it sounds like you're enjoying every minute of it and looking forward as we count down those days to the event that last weekend in July.
Yes, and it will be a different race this year because with the way it is now, the defending champions are not racing.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, wide open this year. So that's going to make it even more fun. I'm looking forward to once again being at the finish line. And, of course, our sister station, Hits FM, covering it from start to finish. But if people want to learn more, you guys have an awesome website and even a Facebook page where they can learn more.
Yes, we do. AusableCanoeMarathon.org is a very nice website. They keep it up to date. All the paddler entries are updated all the time, so there's current information on there. And our Facebook page is very, very well used.
Yeah.
So any information you want, those are two great sites to go to.
No doubt about it. Well, as we count down, we'll talk to you some more. We'll get more updates on what's going to be happening. Again, that final full weekend in July, it's the Consumers Energy Ausable River Canoe Marathon. Kathy Erickson, who's heading this whole thing up this year. Kathy, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
You're welcome, Kevin. You have a great day.